Welcome to Higher Calling Wildlife with award-winning wildlife journalist Chester Moore. From deep investigations to interviews with top experts, Higher Calling Wildlife is the place to get informed and inspired about all things wildlife.
Welcome to Higher Calling Wildlife. This is Chester Moore. On this episode, we're going to talk about what I call Wildlife X-Files and talk about some really weird stuff in the woods, some reports that you probably never heard, and solicit some of your own, because one thing I've learned about the great outdoors is people encounter strange stuff. So I thought we'd kick off 2024 with one of your very favorite topics, wildlife mysteries. And I'm calling this episode Wildlife X-Files. We're going to talk about all kinds of crazy wildlife stuff. And of course, this program broadcasts from the News Talk 560 KLVI studio in Beaumont, Texas. So we're going to talk some stuff first in the local region. And if anyone lives in the area or knows about the area and you love nature, you've heard of the Big Thicket National Preserve. You might have seen or been in the Lance Rozier unit. Lance Rozier was a naturalist, and he was a really big proponent of wildlife conservation. And I came across something pretty interesting a while back, and my friend Michael Mays helped me trace down the source again of this. There was a book called A Challenge for Conservation by Pete Gunter. Now, in this book, he talks about Rozier examining a very strange animal that Rozier saw that someone brought him from a roadkill in the Big Thicket area. And this is right from the book. Quote, "It seems that one day someone found the remains of what was described as a baboon alongside a Hardin County highway. The story goes that a passing one-ring circus had a passing in its meager menagerie and simply dumped the remains." End quote. Now, in the book, Rozier saw this for identification and said, quote, "From the look on its face and its stooped neck and the calluses on the seat of its breeches, I'd say it's a retired East Texas domino player," end quote. Now, when he mentions calluses on the breeches, that is absolutely something that a baboon would look like. Now, why am I talking about baboons here? I have had more than one report of baboon-type creatures being sighted in East Texas and Louisiana. As a matter of fact, I have a book that I'm working on right now that I'm writing, and I'm going to read you a quick excerpt from a particular report that I had. This came to me about 20 years ago. And the anonymous hunter positioned himself against a tall oak in the lonesome Louisiana wilderness in hopes of bagging a mess of squirrels for dinner. The particular set of woods was loaded with them, and he hoped as daylight cracked, his position would give him a good shot at success. As the sun peeked through the trees, he heard a few squirrels chattering in the distance, but didn't see any near him. He sat there for nearly an hour before deciding to move. And just as he began to get up, he saw something. What he described as a 3-foot-tall monkey walked an opening in the brush in front of him. At first, he only saw the tail moving, and then as it moved, the creature came in for a full view. It moved at a moderate pace through the forest and then disappeared. He described the animal as grayish brown and very furry. Sounds a whole lot like what Lance Rozier talked about examining from a roadkill in Hardin County. Now, I couldn't trace down the year that this happened with Lance Rozier, but you know, it was at a time, apparently, allegedly, you know, here's the thing. They always blame a circus. There's always a circus train or a circus wreck, or apparently a circus just chunked it out of a car going down the highway. I don't know. But I found that very, very interesting. Now, something else that was interesting is another report that I got from a hunter, and this occurred probably about 15 years ago. Hunter, this was in Newton County, was sitting at the base of a tree, kind of like the other guy, going on a squirrel hunt, and he saw what he described as 7 baboons walking through the forest right past him. Now, this guy wasn't trying to get any kind of recognition, just telling me something very bizarre that he saw. Now, I am intrigued by this for a lot of reasons, but one of them is the fact that we have proven feral monkey populations in Texas. I'm not sure if you know of this, but in the town of Dilley, which is in South Texas, there is a population of Japanese macaques. A Japanese macaque is a pretty big monkey. They're sometimes called snow monkeys because the pictures you see of them are in the hot springs around the snow around Mount Fuji in Japan. And these things have like a really, really crazy story to them. You know, these things were brought over in the 1970s because of, you know, there were several different origin stories of this. One of them is the fact that they were being studied and they started going into towns and stuff like this, causing a lot of problems. So instead of killing them, someone learned about it in Texas and founded a sanctuary for them. And there still is a primate sanctuary down in that area. And they're linked to a primate sanctuary. But without any question, there are feral monkeys in Dilley. You can go to my blog at higher calling.net. Higher calling.net, and the search engine, just type monkey, and you will see a story I did about the feral monkeys in Dilley, and there are a couple of photos that readers sent me of these monkeys. Down in that area, there was some oil fracking and stuff like that, and when that happened, a bunch of guys that didn't know about these monkeys were sending me pictures. So I got two really, really good pictures of monkeys. One of them is at a deer feeder, and it was actually a sequence of photos taken from one of those scope cameras, where there were a couple of does at a feeder, and then the doe looks up, and the monkey comes in, and the picture I have is a monkey hanging on the leg of the feeder. The other one you're going to see, I believe the one you're going to see at this particular blog, is going to be a monkey sitting at the top of a fence post at someone. They're Japanese macaques, which is really weird that a monkey that is suited for high elevations and climates and called a snow monkey sometimes can live in South Texas. So it made me wonder if monkeys could live in South Texas. Could at some point, some exotic escape, maybe of a bunch of animals, could that have, caused a small population of baboons to run around? Who knows? But these were some X-Files of the wildlife world I wanted to share with you. And what I'm doing here is linking mysterious stuff to things that we know that's kind of oddball, but absolutely proven and true. And, you know, Texas isn't the only place with feral monkey populations. There are at least three separate, and possibly more, feral monkey populations in Florida. It's really an interesting thing about Florida because Florida had a ton of primate facilities. They even had two different places known as, quote-unquote, chimp farms. Both of them are closed now, but there was a really interesting thing about how, you know, they had a big escape of this one particular kind of rhesus monkey from one of the, quote, chimp farms, and it's still there like 75 years later or something like that. But places like Silver Spring State Park, Homosassa Springs Wildlife Park, and there's also areas in Dania Beach in the Fort Lauderdale area. And a really interesting thing about the origin of one of these populations, it says, quote, this is a story in The Guardian, researchers at Florida Atlantic University say they have traced the colony's origins to the Dania chimpanzee farm. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reported there was a monkey escape from the farm way back in 1940 with most of the monkeys recaptured, but not all of them. So, very interesting that you have monkeys surviving and escaping. There's also an area called Tate's Hell that is kind of on the Gulf Coast side of Florida that they haven't been scientifically validated, but there are supposedly monkeys in that area as well. So, weird stuff in the great outdoors. Have you ever encountered one of these monkeys in Texas? Have you ever hunted in South Texas and saw one of the ones in Dilley? I'm looking for new photos. Do you have anything that's unusual and looks kind of like that on a game camera? Please send to me. I would love to check it out. You can email me at chester@chestermoore.com. That's chester@chestermoore.com. I think it would be super cool to learn more about this. And it goes into the bigger picture of escaped exotics changing the landscape of America. Most people listening probably didn't know we have an established feral snow monkey Japanese macaque population in Texas, and at least three confirmed monkey populations in Florida. Before we go, I'd like to talk to you about our Higher Calling Wildlife Outreach. Higher Calling Wildlife is an outreach of our Children's Kingdom Ministries that's also connected to the Kingdom Zoo Wildlife Center and the Wild Wishes Program. Our overall mission is to bring the love of Christ to hurting children through wildlife encounters. Higher Calling Wildlife does that specifically through expeditions to do photography and fishing in places like Colorado, Florida, Tennessee, and throughout Texas. If you would like to help this program, I know a kid that might benefit from it, go to higher calling.net and click on the youth outreach link, or go to kingdomzoo.com. You can learn more, connect us with a kid, and also you can donate. Tax-deductible donations. We appreciate your support.
Thanks for listening to Higher Calling Wildlife. Find us on Facebook at Higher Calling Wildlife, at The Chester Moore on Instagram, and our blog at higher calling.net. To contact Chester, email chester@chestermoore.com.